It's 25 minutes past seven on Morning Report. Let's turn to one of the big political issues of today, maybe the next few days. Who knows exactly when they're going to announce the decision on the capital gains tax, but we understand it's pretty soon. Now, it did set itself a deadline of the end of April, and there are bets that it'll be made before Easter. So we talked this morning to the Wellington Chamber of Commerce. They are saying a capital gains tax will be bad news for business. I've done a survey on this. I spoke to Chief Executive John Milford. He says his members are overwhelmingly opposed to a CGT.
Well, Guy, it's part of the quarterly business survey that we do, obviously, every 3 months. And we always add questions to the economic questions to gauge businesses' view. Basically, we, as it was topical and we needed to get a feel from our businesses, we asked questions about the proposed capital gains tax, what was obviously in the media and what had been reported. And overwhelmingly, sort of 60% opposed it, 18.6% in favour. So you'd have to say that's a fairly overwhelming no to it. This over 60% seems to be in line with other surveys that have been completed with the business community. So probably not surprised.
Business says no to new tax isn't much of a surprising headline, though, is it?
No, it isn't, but equally, no to a new tax at the highest possible tax rate on top of a lot of other changes that are happening for the business community at the same time. You know, we're already one of the highest taxed in the corporate world, in the OECD company, with our company tax where they are. Our regulatory taxes are quite high as well. So, yes, you could say I'm not surprised, but equally, When's enough?
Well, at 28%, I seem to recall the business tax rate being, is it still 28%?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's not high at all, is it?
Well, that's just one portion of the taxes, of course, that businesses pay. There are other compliance taxes they pay on top of that, you know, whether it's your ACC levy, whether it's your fire levy, whether it's your business insurance, whether it's all of those things. It's only one portion of it. And I think when you start to isolate parts of the equation, it doesn't seem a lot. But when you add up all the compulsory costs that businesses face, it does add up.
Mm. Is this going to be a redundant conversation between the two of us, though, within, I don't know, 24 or 48 hours? I mean, politically, do you really think that the government is going to put a CGT on business? They're not, are they?
Well, look, my own personal opinion that they're going to have to think very hard about this because obviously capital gains tax has polarised the view. It appears that there are more no's than there are yeses. You hear all the arguments. From a political perspective, you've got to say that it's quite a risky decision to have to make, I would think. And we've seen with this true MP in, you know, coalition government that they don't always agree on everything. So, look, I think it would be risky. I would, if I was a betting man, I'd say it. If it goes ahead, it will be severely diluted.
Well, there you are. That is John Milford, who's with the Chamber of Commerce.